What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, May 22nd, 2023, and it's another very, very busy news day. So, anyway, what a crazy weekend it's been here, and just all kinds of stuff is happening. Anyway, Julie is in our control room taking care of business, and we're going to do as much news as we can until it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. And so let's get right on into it. Now, everybody's still talking about the Durham report. And Roger Stone is out there asking that what did Durham know 3 days ago when he released his report that he did not know prior to the November 8th, 2020 election? In other words, Durham's report was supposed to be out in a more timely manner, and it is out, and it's revealing a great deal about what's been going on. But some people are asking if the delay really was intended to skew the political landscape. And so people are starting to ask those kind of questions here. Now, a little bit of good news. Trump's social media firm has filed a $3.78 billion defamation lawsuit against the Washington Post. And this is a good thing, and I hope he gets it. I really do hope he gets it. This is Trump Media and Technology Group. And I think he should sue every news outlet that said Trump is colluding with the Russians, anybody who had anything to do with that, corporations, individuals, whatever, sue for defamation and just, you know, drag them out in court. And even if you can't win the defamation lawsuit, you can punish them by forcing them to spend legal fees, like yin yang here. So anyway, one of the things that came on out from the Durham report from the FBI whistleblower is that the FBI leadership was handing out cash incentives to agents to inflate the number of domestic extremism cases. In other words, there really isn't a domestic extremism problem. It's being manufactured to justify further laws restricting your freedoms and your gun rights so forth. Hardly the first time they've ever done this before. Back during the 1990s, during the rape hysteria, those numbers were being deliberately inflated. People were going out trying to find this stuff to the neglect of other crimes, which is exactly what's happening here right now. Now, Victor Davis Hanson is out there saying it was Hillary Clinton who colluded with Russia and the FBI knew all about it. We certainly know about the Uranium One deal, where Russia got access to a large portion of U.S. uranium ore through a Canadian company. And as soon as they got that, there was a huge donation made to the Clinton Foundation from Russia. So, and psychiatrists call this projection. When you're doing something that is not very nice, you immediately accuse your opponent of doing that. And a very common example will be in a marriage where one of the partners is having an affair and they start accusing the other partner of being the one who is unfaithful as a way of, you know, keeping them on the defensive. I unfortunately got to witness this up close with my own parents. So it's an ugly situation. Now, the Justice Department investigated the Clinton Foundation until Trump's final days, okay? And here's where it gets kind of ugly, because the Republicans have been saying, let's reopen those investigations. You know, let's just start them back up again. Unfortunately, the FBI has announced that all the evidence obtained during the course of the investigation has either been returned or otherwise destroyed. And, you know, that's a really good way to arrange a cover-up, is to have everything sucked in to Washington, D.C., where it can be handled. Case in point, the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Now, at that point, there were no federal laws regarding the murder of a president. And so the assassination of John F. Kennedy rightly belonged in the jurisdiction of the Dallas Police Department and the Texas courts. And the Secret Service and politicians, you know, basically body snatched JFK, brought him back to Washington, D.C. Johnson set up the Warren Commission, just instantly created this superior investigative authority that had the power to go on out and just basically take all the evidence that was surfacing and bring it back to Washington, where they could cherry pick the evidence to claim that Lee Harvey Oswald was the crazed lone nut assassin, and anything else that was contradictory to that got buried. And then, of course, years later, the House Select Committee on Assassinations did conclude there were multiple shooters in Dealey Plaza. Therefore, there was, in fact, a conspiracy. Now, article coming on out of the Federalist is saying that Merrick Garland's January 6 juries are proving Durham's point. Conservatives cannot get a fair trial in the District of Columbia. And basically, criminal cases against individuals viewed by the local populace as political pariahs make for easy convictions. So he's basically going where the blood is. Now, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy all of a sudden has a new sense of faith that the FBI will finally release that FD-1023 file from an informant alleging that President Biden took bribes from foreign countries while he was vice president. I'll believe it when I see it. But the reason that this may be happening is that McCarthy had a phone call with FBI Director Christopher Wray on Friday. Now, we don't know what was said, but we do know that Congressman Jim Jordan is threatening to defund the FBI. Okay? Now, Garland isn't going to arrest any of these people. Biden's not going to fire any of them. The only thing the House of Representatives has is the power of the purse, because under the Constitution, all revenue measures originate in the House of Representatives. And so Jordan is saying, we'll just pull the plug. Okay, you won't have any money for all your fancy toys and so forth and so on. Now, speaking of Joe Biden, he's back in Hiroshima, Japan over the weekend. Biden delivered remarks at a news conference, and once again, he had a Biden moment where he went incoherent for almost a minute. This is a direct quote. There's a lot of other. For example, the idea that we're in terms of taxes that they're used to. For example, I was able to pass global warming. Anyway, I was able to cut the deficit that we were. I was able to say to that 50 corporations that made $400 billion that they pay zero in tax. Okay. Then Biden referred to South Korean President Yoon Suk Yeol as President Loon. This guy is an embarrassment to our country. It's embarrassing letting him out and in public and letting him do what he's doing here. And, you know, the people have realized what's going on. There's a new poll out there showing how frustrated the American people are with Joe Biden. And apparently only 21% of adults think the country's going in the right direction. Obviously, most of them are Democrats. Only 24% of the populace perceives the economy positively, with a staggering 76% considering it in a state of decline. Another poll, this one over at CherylAtkinson.com, 94% of those polled say they are worse off now than during the Trump years. And absolutely agree with that one. Now, in an interview on Friday, Representative James Clyburn of South Carolina admitted that the Democratic National Committee is changing its primary calendar in a way to help and boost Biden. They are actively trying to protect Biden from 2024 rivals. They've already said there will be no debates. And, you know, it's insane. Are they going to run Biden and put him back in the White House just to prove that they can, and there's nothing that we can do about it? I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, whoever's in the White House, you know, on the Democrat side is going to be a puppet anyway. Find a more convincing puppet, because nobody believes Biden is in charge or even competent any longer. Meanwhile, going through the motions, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is set to meet with Joe Biden on the debt ceiling issue. And they're trying to get the negotiations back on track. We'll see what's going to happen. Now, the Biden White House is up there saying, we have never defaulted. We have always paid our bills. We have never defaulted. Not entirely accurate. Okay? All right. Now, these admittedly are from very early in our country's history, back in 1814. Amid the War of 1812 with the British, the Treasury couldn't come up with the money to service its debt. And the Treasury Secretary Alexander Dallas admitted the dividend on the funded debt has not been punctually paid. A large amount of Treasury notes has already been dishonored. Now, in 1933, President Franklin Roosevelt's refusal to repay Treasury bondholders with gold, as he agreed when the securities were sold, represents an abrogation of the contract that qualifies as a default. This is back when Roosevelt was grabbing up all the gold. You had to turn in your gold, and you got stacks of pretty printed paper, you know, in exchange. And then back in 1979, the Treasury briefly missed payments on roughly $122 million in Treasury bills. Investors were eventually repaid with additional interest. Now, Yellen has pushed back the drop-dead date for the debt ceiling to be dealt with, saying, well, it's going to be the middle of June. Just a short while ago, she said it was going to be the 1st of June. Now she's hedging and saying, well, we think we can get through to mid-June here. And there's an interesting article out of Blacklisted News that says, you know, if there's a shutdown or not, the police state will continue to flourish. We saw this the last time that there was a government shutdown. They shut down all the stuff we, the people, wanted, like the national parks, the monuments, various things like that. The things that we, the people, aren't all that fond of, you know, like tax collectors, they were still on full salary here. Now, Biden is still hinting on using the 14th Amendment authority to arbitrarily raise the debt ceiling himself. And there is a problem with this because the 14th Amendment says that the president is bound to honor the public debt. But nowhere in the 14th Amendment does it say the president can raise the debt. It is not in there. Get out your little copy of the Constitution and check it out for yourself. Now, in other parts of the Constitution, we've mentioned this before, all revenue measures originate in the House of Representatives. Okay? So only the House can start the process to say, we're going to raise the debt ceiling. That's why the House is already out there trying to make offers about, we'll raise the debt ceiling if there's some corresponding spending cuts. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is already out there saying, it's absolutely not my fault if the U.S. defaults on its debt. It's all the fault of those Republicans, those mega Republicans. They're demanding that we slow down on our spending, and I will not do that because Democrats have a divine right to spend as much as they want and take it all away from you. Getting on to the situation with Hunter Biden, he may be in even worse trouble than previously thought. Because of some of the influence that he peddled here on behalf of foreign governments. And at least in one case, he failed to register as a foreign agent. Okay? And Hunter Biden could be charged with violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act. Now, of course, the bad news is his daddy, the Prez, will just pardon him. But it does sort of continue to show just how corrupt and crazy that whole family is. Now, this next story, when I saw it, set off alarm bells. It should worry you as well. It's in several places all over the net already. This one is from magspress.com, and obviously I linked it to whatreallyhappened.com. Former President Barack Obama has urged the Biden regime to declare a national emergency and use its powers to eradicate all independent media online ahead of the 2024 elections. And he basically was on CBS News, and he said, you know, the corporate media has lost its control over the narrative, and it's time for the U.S. government to step in and take drastic action. And boy, they got to be really, really afraid of us if they're openly talking about that. I mean, obviously, dictatorship, First Amendment violations. And Obama said, the problem is we have a divided conversation. Yeah, we've got liars on one side and we've got the truth tellers on the other. And that's going to be a gap that's difficult to bridge. Now, Obama made another comment in which he said, when I was growing up, you had three TV stations and people were getting a similar sense of what is true and what isn't, what was real and what was not. Well, I'm older than Obama, and I recall those three TV stations insisting that Lee Harvey Oswald and James Earl Ray acted alone, that there were torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, and a bunch of other stuff that's turned out, in hindsight, to not be true. And those three TV stations that Obama is in love with have been under the control of the CIA's Operation Mockingbird since at least the end of World War II. What the independent media has done is taken away the government's ability to lie to you with impunity, and they are really ticked off about that. Anyway, another article out of Zero Hedge. It's titled, You Are Not Alone, Anger is Building Across the World. And if you're tired of watching your government grow increasingly oppressive and corrupt, many people around the world share your pain. We're seeing those continuing protests in France, and it's getting to the point where they go back to that musical Les Miserables and that song of the angry men, which I really love from that. Remember Donald Trump did a commercial using that in the soundtrack? And that was, yeah, that was very inspiring. All righty. Now, there is a report that Jeffrey Epstein found out that Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates had an affair with a young Russian woman and threatened to expose the tryst if Gates refused to do business with him. In other words, Jeffrey Epstein is now a proven blackmailer. Imagine my shock. Anyway. Now, getting on back to that Sarah Jane Comrie, she is the pregnant nurse who got her rent a bike out of Iraq. She paid for it. They got the receipts for it. These black kids tried to take the bike away from her. She fought back. Somebody had a video which, when carefully edited, made it look like the nurse was trying to take the bike away from the black kids. And it went viral all over the net saying, this is the kind of behavior by white people that is leading to black anger. And the nurse was suspended from her job. She's in hiding now because of all the death threat that she's getting. And she's getting ready to sue, or her lawyer's getting ready to sue for defamation. Every outlet that carried that original video. And already we're seeing media personalities delete the tweets where they were condemning Sarah Jane Comrie as a racist. They understand. They overstepped the line. They really did overstep the line. You see, this whole thing about racism, like domestic extremism, is being manufactured for political gain. Okay? Politicians can't operate in a world without problems and division and conflict. They need turmoil in the streets that they can exploit to get money and votes from you. That's really what's driving American politics right now. Okay? So, anyway, getting into election fraud, Carrie Lake has found that Maricopa had 99 signature validators who could work from home alone and unsupervised. And they accounted for some quarter of a million ballots that are now in doubt. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about election fraud, and one of the theories put forward for the open border situation is that Democrats are going to try and use the illegal immigrants to basically keep themselves in power by voting in the elections. Illegal immigrants are not supposed to vote in the elections, but apparently there's this watchdog group Public Interest Legal Foundation is out there saying that there are already tens of thousands of non-citizens who've tried or who have succeeded in getting onto the voter rolls across the U.S. over the recent years. Non-citizen voters have been found in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Texas, and in Maricopa County, Arizona. Imagine my shock. In Georgia, there were non-citizens who attempted to register to vote but were placed in the pending status because there was no evidence of their citizenship, so they did not make it onto the voter rolls. Now you know why the Democrats want to get rid of voter ID. Now, Pennsylvania has been covering up for years the tens of thousands of illegal immigrants who got on the voter rolls there. This is coming from J. Christian Adams, president of the watchdog group Public Interest Legal Foundation, and basically saying Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt knows the truth and will not tell it. Okay, over in Arizona, apparently there was a voter registration error, and this actually happened before the election for governor, when Katie Hobbs was Secretary of State and running that election. Basically, 6,000 Arizona voters got a mail ballot with only the federal races. In other words, these 6,000 Arizona voters did not get to vote for governors. Okay? Gee, I wonder how many of these 6,000 Arizona voters were Republicans. You have to ask that. You really have to ask that at this point. All right, let's talk about COVID here. And it's interesting. Scientists in Shanghai are saying that the blood clot stroke death toll is going to triple by 2030. But they're basically saying it's an unhealthy lifestyle. People are eating too many crisps, biscuits, pizzas, and ready meals and stuff. No mention, of course, about the blood clots being caused by the COVID vaccines. China's really kind of touchy and sensitive about that whole COVID-19 issue. Story coming on out of Global Research. There are now over 1,000 scientific studies, peer-reviewed, showing that the COVID-19 vaccines are dangerous. And all of those people pushing this COVID vaccine agenda are basically committing the crime of gross misconduct in public office. And it is. There's all this evidence of the harm caused by the vaccines, the fact that the vaccines don't really seem to work. In fact, the more COVID vaccines you get, the more likely you are to get COVID. My own doctor got the COVID shot, came down with COVID. I mean, it doesn't get more obvious than that. Another article, this is from the Epoch Times, a colossal failure around the world. And basically, they're saying, you know, vaccinated people rather than the unvaxxed are suffering frequent bouts of COVID-19. Now, if you're unvaccinated and you get COVID-19, your body develops natural antibodies and you don't get COVID-19 again. That's the way the immune system works. But there have been numerous reports saying that these COVID-19 mRNA vaccines actually harm your natural immune system. And so you're more likely to become ill over and over and over again. Now, this is a good business model for the medical industrial complex, because if you're healthy, they can't make money off of you. If you're dead, they can't make money off of you. You have to be in that gray zone between of being chronically ill, and then they get to laugh all the way to the bank here. All righty. Now, it's not just COVID-19. There's a lot of corruption in science. And that's why I always say to people, learn and trust the scientific method. Learn to trust your own analysis. If somebody comes up and says, I speak the truth because I am a scientist, ignore them. And here's another example about that. Newly released documents reveal that the sugar industry bribed high-profile and influential scientists from Harvard University, paying them to blame heart attacks on fat rather than on sugar. Okay? So it's called the golden rule of science. Whoever's got the gold decides what the science is going to be. So the news of this fraud, corruption, was disclosed in a recent report in the Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine. It has shocked the research community, or at least that part of it that's not in the habit of taking these kind of bribes. And that's exactly what happened. Okay, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we'll be back with more news after these few words.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility.
And welcome back to our show here. Now, Michelle Obama has come out with a new supposedly healthy drink for children, and it actually fails her own health standards due to the high sugar content. Remember, we just got done talking about the fact that sugar is a major factor in heart disease. It was hushed up with bribes from the sugar lobby, if you will. All right, let's get into the international news, and things are really kind of popping all over. And do you remember that route from Afghanistan? Well, a lot of those refugees were housed at Camp Atterbury, and apparently they weren't too respectful of the facilities. They have caused all kinds of damages. And $16 million in damages to Camp Atterbury. And all of the Afghan refugees in all of the military bases has cost $260 million in damages. In some cases, buildings have been rendered unusable for troops until significant repairs to walls and plumbing. So I guess the Afghans weren't too happy to be there. And frankly, I don't think the Afghans were too happy about how they were treated by the United States anyway. Okay, we have a classic he said, she said situation going on in Ukraine. And I think a telling clue is that we're not getting a lot of on-the-ground news out of Ukraine. We're just getting a lot of remote opinions here. But over the weekend, it was announced that Bakhmut, Odessa, and Kharkiv had been brought under Russian control. Now, Zelensky's already out there saying, no, 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 that's absolutely silly. Don't believe everything that you hear. But again, the silence of on-the-ground reporting, I think, you know, if Ukraine was pushing Russia back, there'd be news clips all over the TV and everything, and it's just not happening here. Now, at least one Russian border checkpoint has been attacked by tanks from Ukraine. And that's really dicey when you start invading the Russian border region. At least four Russian towns have been attacked, including Kozinka, Glotovo, Goropodol, and Graveron. And there's still heavy fighting going on in the north. And apparently this is a specialized Ukrainian group. I saw another story about that. Now, a Russian official said Saturday that the Western plans to provide Ukraine with American-made F-16 fighter jets is bringing colossal risks after the United States announced it would sign off on European countries delivering the aircraft. And Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Alexander Grushko said, "We see that Western countries are still adhering to the escalation scenario. It involves colossal risks for themselves. In any case, this will be taken into account in all our plans, and we have all the necessary means to achieve the goals we have set." Now, during the last day of the G7, Biden was asked about Russia calling the F-16's plan a colossal risk. He replied, "It is for them." He loves to talk tough, no doubt about it here. Now, we're once again seeing a problem over that Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. The outside power has been cut off to it once again because of shelling, and the plant is now on diesel generators to operate the cooling systems to prevent a catastrophic meltdown. So a lot of people are concerned about a repeat of Chernobyl. Now, story out of Kunstler.com. Have you noticed that the president of Ukraine, or we could call him the governor of America's 51st state, Zelensky, has been globetrotting around the world, London, Helsinki, Paris, Hiroshima? That's because this is one of those months when years happen, the world is changing at hyperspeed. He seems to be a little bit running scared, but he's trying to keep ahead of the changing game. And what sounded like a great idea to the neocons in the United States to use Ukraine as a bear trap has instead rather suddenly revealed Europe and America's manifold bankruptcy and revolted the whole rest of the world outside of Western civilization. So this is backfiring. This is a disaster. Now, try and imagine Zelensky's predicament. Mighty America and redoubtable Europe conned the former comedian to thinking that if he went along with the genius scheme to ruin Russia and knock Vlad Putin off the global game board, his sad sack country would be transformed into the Ukro Disney world, while he would be lionized and made rich beyond his wildest imaginings. He's been made very rich, but we don't know how much he imagines here. His backup was the greatest hegemonic power the world has ever seen. The game was called Let's You and Him Fight, and he fell for it. He let NATO, meaning the United States, set up, equip, and train the largest army in Europe, including battalions of hardcore Ukro-Nazis, who've been so useful in the American-sponsored Maidan Color Revolution of 2014. And they basically, you know, launched into this constant provocation into the Donbass. And yes, Russia finally responded, and it's not going very well. Now, last week there was this bizarre story about how the Pentagon had made a little tiny accounting error of about $3 billion. And they had $3 billion extra that they could send on weapons to Ukraine without needing to go through Congress. Now, a lot of people are very suspicious that this is just another way for Biden to send more weapons to Ukraine because the situation is getting desperate. We're sending all this expensive hardware over there. The Russians are using it for target practice because most of those Ukrainian soldiers aren't really, you know, up to speed on some of this high-tech machinery here. So Jake Tapper is grilling Jake Sullivan, you know, on just how this came to be. You know, how could you make a mistake that big? So anyway, now there's still all this talk about Ukraine coming into NATO. And of course, NATO's own rules say that a nation that is currently in the middle of a territorial dispute cannot be allowed into the alliance. So that's one rule. But German Chancellor Scholz is saying that Ukraine does not meet the NATO membership requirements. And basically saying that Zelensky, he's just not ready. And plus, the Ukraine joining NATO is a red line for the Kremlin. Now, we all remember Seymour Hersh. He blew the lid off the Nord Stream 2 pipeline bombing. And basically, he's out there saying that something else is cooking in Ukraine. And basically, last Saturday, the Washington Post published an expose of classified American intelligence documents showing that Ukrainian President Zelensky, working behind the back of the Biden White House, pushed hard earlier this year for an expanded series of missile attacks inside Russia itself. And the documents were part of a large cache of classified materials posted online by an Air Force enlisted man now in custody. Now, Zelensky has never yet violated his pledge to use American weapons to strike inside Russia. Okay? But, you know, that can always change. But something else is cooking, as some in the American intelligence community know, and they've reported in secret at the instigation of government officials at various levels in Poland, Hungary, Lithuania, Estonia, Czechoslovakia, and Latvia. These countries are all allies of Ukraine and declared enemies of Russia. And the group is led by Poland, who says they no longer fear Russia because of its poor performance in Ukraine. And so they're sort of gearing up here. But, you know, Poland may be making a mistake. You know, Putin was never going to repeat Stalingrad in Ukraine with all those ethnic Russians. I think Putin is walking a very fine line, trying to achieve his military objectives, but not give the West an excuse to escalate the war any faster than they're trying to do. And I would not confuse caution for cowardice or inability. Now, Senator Tom Cotton has introduced a piece of legislation that would formally accuse Russia of violating the New START Treaty and call on the U.S. to withdraw. New START is the last nuclear arms control treaty remaining between the U.S. and Russia and places limits on the deployment of nuclear warheads and launchers. Russia suspended its participation in the treaty earlier this year, but has said it will continue to abide by its limits. Cotton is basically slamming Biden for agreeing with Putin to extend the New START for 5 years back in 2021. And he's saying, let's just get on out of it and start building nukes as fast as we can here. Okay. And here's another Biden moment here. This is in Trending Politics News. Biden said he can't reveal specifics as to when the offensive will begin in Ukraine, saying it would be an intelligence failure. This is a direct quote from Biden. But the fact is that we did discuss privately. I did discuss with Zelensky how, let me put it this way, we and our NATO allies know how many brigades we have trained, know what the status of those brigades are, and have an expectation as to what their likelihood of succeeding are. War, we don't know that for certain. War is uncertain. War is uncertain, to state the obvious. So, and my, it will proceed even if I think I do know, but I'm not going to tell you because that would not be a smart thing to do either. Now, who can argue with that? Meanwhile, Moscow is going to hold Russia-China security talks. Actually, they happened today with Chen Wenging, member of the Chinese Communist Party's Politburo, who oversees police, legal affairs, and intelligence. This would be Petrushev's first meeting with Chen Wenging. And Chen Wenging was named the party secretary. Yes, we already said that, oversight of the police, judges, and spies. Petrushev, a former chief of the FSB Internal Security Service, is widely seen as one of the most hawkish members of Putin's inner circle. Okay, now, meanwhile, Robert Gates, who served as Secretary of Defense under former President Barack Obama, said during an interview over the weekend that he believes the extreme political polarization in the United States is the greatest threat the country faces. I would actually tend to agree with him. And it's all the worse because this is being done to us deliberately. You know, the powers that be are trying to just set the straights against the gays, against the trans, the rich against the poor, women against men, black against white, and it really has whipped us up into a frenzy where we're just seeing, you know, on social media, these random attacks. There was a white guy who was murdered by two black guys, and when the black guys were arrested, they just said, "We just wanted to kill a white man." I mean, that's how crazy we are right now. China is warning against geopolitical games as the United States announces a Blinken trip to Papua New Guinea. Now, the U.S. is trying to build all kinds of bases all around the Pacific Rim with which to contain China. And China is certainly paying attention. All right, so how much is all of this costing? Now, this article, this is from Global Research, says there are now 750 U.S. military bases globally. Probably that number is a little bit higher. And the United States has spent $7.2 trillion just on nuclear weapons since the end of World War II. That is a lot of money. That is a lot of money. Anyway, let's see. All right, let's get into other events here. New York City has a shoplifting problem, and Mayor Eric Adams has a plan. Like all plans from the Democrats, it's going to cost money and almost certainly be completely useless. So basically, they're going to put these kiosks in front of retail areas so that potential shoplifters and criminals can have access to social services and counseling to maybe talk them out of being shoplifters. And it's already being laughed at. It really is being laughed at. Now, something else Eric Adams is doing, this is relative to the immigration problem. His city is overflowing with illegal immigrants. He said, "I'm a sanctuary city. Send them." And people did. And now he's saying, "Oh, wait, I was only fooling here." And so at first he was shipping them to upstate New York. The courts are now blocking that. And now Eric Adams has come out with a new idea saying, you know, there are just, you know, 100,000 cities, villages, and towns, little ones like Santa Claus, Indiana. And if everyone just takes a few of the illegal immigrants, then we'll be able to deal with the problem. And, you know, to me, this epitomizes the liberal approach to problem solving. We'll come up with a harebrained idea, and when it doesn't work, we'll just dump the problem on ordinary people to try and solve for themselves, whether it's illegal immigration or human-caused global warming or electric vehicles or so forth and so on. But that's his solution now, is that we all open up our homes and each take in an illegal immigrant. Now, Americans have a different idea. According to a recent Harvard-Harris poll, nearly 70% of all Americans want to see tougher border policies implemented to stop the ongoing mass migration crisis. We don't need a tougher border policy. We have one already. It's called Title VIII. It is by design not being enforced. The Biden administration, the liberal Democrats, are totally ignoring the letter of the law under Title VIII. It is very strict. If you help an illegal immigrant, you can go to jail. If you give a job to an illegal immigrant, you can go to jail. If you give shelter to an illegal immigrant, you can go to jail. Just enforce those laws. cut off all the free stuff to the illegal immigrants, and they will go home. This is being done to us by design. It is, as so many people say, an invasion. I'm sure Tom in Florida would agree with me on that one. Meanwhile, the House GOP is going to defund Nancy Pelosi's Office of Wokeness, okay, which she created to make sure that the House of Representatives had a diverse and inclusive workforce of people who fit the various categories rather than actually know what they're doing. We've got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no billions of cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick a bone, a computer
here. And welcome back to our show here. And Dylan Mulvaney has certainly had a tremendous impact. Senator Ted Cruz has called on Anheuser-Busch and the Beer Institute to investigate what was really the marketing plan behind this partnering with Dylan Mulvaney. And the reason is that Dylan Mulvaney's followers on social media are under the legal drinking age. Very few of them are old enough to drink. So why was Anheuser-Busch targeting them? Maybe to get them on the idea of, as soon as I'm 21, I'm going to grab a beer. Or maybe the next time I'm in one of those flash shoplifting mobs, I'll get a six-pack and bring it home or something like that. So Cruz, along with Senator Marsha Blackburn, sent a letter to Brendan Whitworth, who's the CEO of Anheuser-Busch and the chairman of the Beer Institute, requesting the Institute launch an investigation into that marketing partnership with Mulvaney. And already there's social media posts out there, you know, oh man, there's so many things going wrong. You know, Ted Cruz doesn't need to be investigating, you know, Dylan Mulvaney. There's, you know, all these other things going. So they're already trying to tamp it down. But I think the severity of the reaction, you know, to Dylan Mulvaney, it's not to him, her, they, them, Z personally. I think everybody has just hit the wall on this transgender nonsense. And I think anybody getting into that is going to see a big reaction. There's already talk of a boycott of Target over their LGBTQ clothing for babies and infants. So it's just out there. Now, Fox News likes to project the idea that they are a news organization for conservative Americans. But it turns out internally that's not true. And apparently a Fox employee anonymously told the Daily Signal that producers were ordered by top management not to criticize Dylan Mulvaney or transgenderism in general. And there are other sources inside Fox saying that they're going with the gender pronouns and very liberal, but they're pretending to be conservative. All righty. Now, even Ford is getting into this. They've got a new commercial for the Ford Raptor, and it's got a rainbow painted down the side of it. It really is ridiculous here. Okay, then we have getting on back to Target. They're talking a backlash. It turns out that the designer of this Woke Pride Month merchandise turns out to be a Satanist. And it just gets weirder and weirder the further in you get on all of this. Meanwhile, a Florida pro-trans group is advertising Build-A-Queer kits filled with devices aimed at helping individuals, particularly minors, transition to another gender. Now, the Queer Trans Project out of Jacksonville creates these free packages of chest binders, condoms, and other items. And it's gone way too far. We got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We've already got a caller waiting, and we'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time.
That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.